Thanksgiving's behind us. Christmas is coming soon. And over the next few weeks, as we join together for God's worship, we're going to be looking into the Word and reflecting on the birth of Jesus and reminding ourselves together of all that it means. Our text this morning, we're departing a little bit from the Abraham series and looking into Hebrews chapter 2 in the New Testament. The writer of Hebrews reminding us there that God himself took on flesh at Christmas and came down into a broken world to accomplish that great salvation that he had promised from of old, reminding us that the salvation that Jesus Christ brings us is a salvation that not only puts us right with God once again, but it also restores us in our relationship to all of creation ultimately, that has fallen into the mess of sin along with us, so that our celebration of Christmas, if it's to be all that it can be and all that God intends it to be, needs to be a celebration in which we look both backward to the great things that Christ has already accomplished for us, but we also look forward to the even greater things that he holds in store. God's holy, inspired, and inerrant word to us this morning from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Scripture says, "Therefore, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. For it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we're speaking. It has been testified somewhere, 'What is man, that you were mindful of him, or the Son of Man, that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he has left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering." Well, the grass withers, the flower fades, the word of our God endures forever. Let's ask his blessing upon the preaching of his word this morning, shall we? Father in heaven, we give you thanks again for this time of worship today. Thank you, Lord, for the Christmas season and all that it means for us and indeed for the world. And as we look into your word this morning, O God, and we pray for the ministry of your Spirit, taking the words that you have recorded for our good and our blessing, opening our hearts and minds to understand them, that we might have great hope and encouragement in these days of Christmas. And so now, O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You probably know that bad things can happen whenever you fail to pay attention in the way you should. We get a stark reminder of that from time to time. I heard a true horror story not long ago that had to do with the Thanksgiving holiday. It didn't happen last week, and I think it was a couple of years ago. But the horror story goes like this. There's this family enjoying the traditional Thanksgiving feast. An extended family had come in, just had a wonderful time preparing the meal, enjoying the meal. They had it at the middle of the day and were casting about for something to do after having the meal, and decided more